Every culture has its icons. In Mexico during the 40s and 50s, Pedro Infante, not Elvis, was the king. He looked like Errol Flynn, moved like John Wayne, and sang like no other, melting the hearts of women who just knew his words were directed exclusively at them.
Ay, 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 yo.
Pedro Infante died in a plane crash in 1957, but his recordings, now on CD, sell alongside those of Julio Iglesias today. Pedro Infante film festivals were recently held in New York, Los Angeles, Berkeley, and San Francisco. The Mexican star is now at the center of a new novel by Denise Chavez called Loving Pedro Infante. Her first book, Face of an Angel, won the American Book Award in 1994. Chavez was born in the United States, but says Pedro Infante was a big part of her childhood.
I grew up on the Texas-Mexico-New Mexico border in a place called Las Cruces. We would go with my mother to El Paso, Texas, to a Mexican movie theater there called El Colon. My mother's sister would come in from a place called El Polvo, the dust. The two sisters would get together, and my sister and I would hang out with these older women. We'd walk down El Paso Street that leads to the bridge in La Frontera, and we would go down to this wonderful old theater and watch the movies of Cantinflas, Pedro Infante, Jorge Negrete, all those incredible stars of what they call the golden age of Mexican cinema. And it was an incredible age because the movies were subsidized by the Mexican government. They were very inexpensive, and it was popular culture at its best.
Palabrita de amor. Yo te traigo el... Esta noche de encanto que la luna pintó.
Who was Pedro Infante?
He was probably the epitome of male masculine beauty in the mind and hearts of Latinos, Mexicanos, people across the world. He was a famous Mexican singer in the 40s and 50s. And not only that, he was an actor. He acted in 62 movies. He was every man that came up from the ranks in the small village to become the epitome of everybody's dream man in Latino culture.
Why did he then become the center of this novel that you've written? I mean, we meet your main character, Teresina Avila, is the
Terry.
Terry is the secretary of the Pedro Infante fan club. She has her girlfriend, and like you and your girlfriend and your mothers, Terry and Irma and their mothers go to El Colon, the same movie theater.
Same theater.
and watch Pedro Infante movies.
Well, I do believe that love never dies when you have an idol or there's a legend. That continues. I know that there are still Pedro Infante clubs in Mexico, and I know that people are card-carrying members. Every year on April the 15th, and we just passed the 44th anniversary of Pedro's anniversary of his death, people meet at the Panteon, at the cemetery, the mariachis, because he played a mariachi in the movies, the motorcyclist union, the women that loved him. People still have that love and respect. He embodied the hopes and dreams of a people. If a person like Pedro could rise from the ranks of nothingness to become the most incredible movie and film star and singer, well, somehow it seemed like there were esperanzas and hope for other people. He had that human quality. He was unaffected and a very natural sort of actor like Steve McQueen. There was no artifice to him. And he had just a beautiful spirit that people gravitated toward. He was kind to women, to animals. He was kind to most women, except the ones that he fell in love with and he loved and lost. But, you know, even those women were happy to have been touched by him in his life. So even the ones he left behind, they still had something to say to the fact of, he was my boyfriend. My uncle cut his hair. What's been so beautiful on this tour is that all of these people have come out of the woodwork, so to speak, to talk about Pedro in that adulation. Hmm. In San Antonio, a man got up to sing, a mariachi. I met a man in Los Angeles, Mr. Crow, who worked in films in Mexico, who worked for 8 years, 35,000 signatures later, to get that star on the Walk of Fame for the stars for Pedro Infante. And it's on the corner of La Brea in Hollywood, should you want to go find it.
You write in the book, and actually in your character, Lateri, she says, when I watch Pedro's movies, I'm watching the lives of my people, past, present, and future, parade in front of me. You also create the character of a woman who gets into not great relationships with men. I mean, she
right.
carries on an affair with a married man. Do you think to a certain extent she's maybe blinded by the image of Pedro Infante on the screen, and it gives her a definition of a man that no one can possibly hope to fulfill?
She's also an obsessive person, and this book is about obsession, what it means to love one so blindly, as you say, that you are unwilling to look at the faults of the other person. You will drag yourself through the mud, through the murk, whatever you have to love somebody. And when ultimately do we stop a relationship like that? Is it possible to break the chains of that cycle? Is it conceivable that we may have some ancestral cycles of our own, the idea of machismo? But remember that machismo is not all bad. If you look at a dictionary in Spanish, to be macho is to be a leader, to be responsible and loyal to your family. It's the translation that becomes lost here. To look at an English dictionary, macho is to be aggressive and assertive and obnoxious. To get down to the core of something like Terry, it's not bad to love deeply, but when you go over that line and it becomes an obsession, and Pedro can be obsessive for people. He's the dream lover, the person that we've loved in our life, and we all have, let's face it. And if you haven't out there, take a look at your lives. So what this book really does is to look very deeply, very, very deeply, and it's a hard book in certain ways, and maybe that's why it's so funny, because it is a hard look at what loving really is, and how far will we go to love and to be loved.
Do you have your book with you?
I do, indeed.
There's a very few paragraphs on page 77 that actually talks a little bit about this idea of obsession, particularly obsession with something that's no good for you at all.
Absolutely.
would you read that line from My Story Is up
yes.
until the end?
Yes, I would be very happy to. And this is from a chapter that is called Mi Tocaya. We have this wonderful sense of relationship. If somebody has your name, if another Denise out there, she's my tocaya, we're related. Terry was named after Santa Teresa de Avila. There's no connection here, but she keeps trying to look for that elusive state of grace, that equilibrium. And this is what she says in this chapter, Mi Tocaya. My story is no white girl's musical. No que será, será sort of thing. There's no Doris Day pillow talk. No Doris pouting up a storm because Rock Hudson accidentally saw her in her slip or kissed her lopsided on the cheek when she'd had too much champagne to drink. And gee, I really should be getting home. This story is about late-night betrayals, the other man's other woman, and late-night phone calls from any number of Holiday Inns and Sheraton Hotel phone booths, your home away from home. It has been days since you talk con tu honey, and you find a corner in which to park your nalgas and seek him out in the dark with plenty of change. You whisper, ay, precioso, te quiero. I love you, baby. Only you. I have to see you, Diosito, as you put in another fistful of quarters in the phone. My story is as true as the story as they get. There is no turning back, corazón. If you do not want to get burned, don't get in the fire, girl. There is always a dicho, a saying in Spanish that gets to the heart of the matter. Cada chango tiene su mecatito y yo tengo el mío. Every monkey has its little chain. And if your metal chain is too tight, girl, listen up. You want romance? Go ahead. Read a fantasy. You want mystery? Go sit in church. You want peace? Oh, I hardly know what to say.
Denise Chavez, her new novel is called Loving Pedro Infante, and it is published by Farrar, Straus & Giroux. She joined us from New York. Thanks so much.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. Thank you.